USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House Republican leader says he supports removing Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney from her leadership position. Speaking with Fox News on Sunday, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said that he supports New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to replace Cheney as the chair of the House Republican Conference. Cheney has come under fire from her fellow Republicans for her criticism of former President Donald Trump and his claims of fraud during the 2020 presidential election. She also voted to impeach Trump ahead of his second impeachment trial. Cheney is expected to face a no-confidence vote later this week. And Navy officials say they've seized a shipment of arms headed for rebels in Yemen. In a statement, the Navy confirmed the Saturday seizure, saying the USS Monterey stopped a dhow and seized thousands of weapons from the ship, including rifles, machine guns, and anti-tank missiles. The crew of the dhow were allowed to leave after their cargo was removed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the New Year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
April's job report was drastically below predictions, with only 266,000 jobs added last month, way behind estimates of about 1 million, leaving many economists looking for the root cause of the end of a hiring boom. Neil Kashkari says a large factor is still the coronavirus. The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis tells CBS's Face the Nation that he sees uncertainty as the largest cause of hesitation in the economy.
It's really uncertain, and so it is still the virus and the reality of the virus and people's feeling safe about the virus that's ultimately going to drive this economic recovery. I think the hope is that Congress has been so aggressive in the past year, and the Federal Reserve has been so aggressive in the past year, that we have positioned the economy for a fast recovery, not a 10-year recovery, but there's still a great deal of uncertainty about the virus, but also about how we are all feeling and the confidence that ultimately we need to have to fully restore the economy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hundreds of National Guard troops are currently deployed to sections of the U.S. southern border, assisting Border Patrol agents as they try to deal with the surge of illegal immigrant crossings. But some are being assigned to non-law enforcement duties. The Washington Examiner reporting that members of the Texas National Guard are being used to clean up trash and belongings left behind by migrants crossing into the United States. That's something Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach says is an embarrassment. The sheriff for Jackson County, Texas, tells Fox News that the trash left behind is another result of the Biden administration's failed immigration policies.
How embarrassing, to highlight the Biden policies from the current administration on our National Guard, our Texas National Guard, picking up garbage, I'm still wondering why the conservation groups are not outraged over the damage to the ecosystem there in the Rio Grande Valley. It's incomprehensible that a national security border, our border with a foreign country, is in the shape that it is in now. It's a complete embarrassment, and it's so preventable. This is so preventable. Maybe if we could get the president or the vice president down there, they maybe could see for themselves and would have to admit what they've caused down there.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.